Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. Happy, happy Saturday. Whew, got some beautiful coffee in a gifted, gorgeous mug that I'm going to talk about in a second here. Look at how gorgeous. They're beautiful flowers. This came to me all the way from Australia. It's amazing. It is from someone who I'm starting to consider a little bit of a friend. She's been with me for a long, long time. Sent me what she referred to as a care package. And I'll show you in the coming coffee chats some of the lovely things that she made, put together for me. But first, she sent this cup. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I don't talk about it much because I love roses and things like that. But my other favorite flower is peonies. They're just so delicate, and when you grow them wild, the smell is unbelievable. So for me, the ideal and most amazing bouquet would be roses, peonies, and my mother's favorite flower, gardenias. You have to imagine the scent is just outstanding. So Rena, thank you so much from Australia. She sends a card. First of all, look at this beautiful, beautiful envelope. She put these beaded, everybody does something differently. It's so beautiful. And a card, kind, brave, and brilliant. Thank you. To dear Dr. Jane, thank you for your unfailing love for humanity with love from the friend you've never met, Rena. XOXOXO. And then she kind of, it's a little bit of a paraphrased, love is patient. It's kind, it does not envy, it's not proud, not rude, not self-seeking, not easily provoked, not easily angered, no record of wrongs kept, does not delight in evil, it rejoices in the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres, and never fails. Thank you, Rena, for the humble reminder. Which I need. I'm not perfect. I know that. You know, when we joke around about, oh, Dr. Jane was always right. Dr. Jane was right again. You know, it's not a bragging thing. It's about what's happening in the world. And gosh, I really wish I wasn't right. Even my friends now, some of my closest friends who are in this fight with me, they have said, man, you know, 2 years ago when you said X, Y, or Z, or you said that person was controlled opposition and that person in our movement was fake. Man, you were right, you were right, you were right. Eventually, you know, truth comes out if it's not perceived right then and there. Okay, so much happening. You know, since I did the last coffee chat on Thursday, it was like I finished the coffee chat, I got it, you know, put together, kind of packaged digitally, got it uploaded to Rumble, really pleased with it. Got the signal from Rumble that it went. Yes, I don't have to do it again, you know, because of some glitch. And then the invasion, right? At the southern border. Well, it's all an invasion, but then the stampede. And I watched it and I watched that tape over and over again. And I'm really struck by the Customs and Border Patrol, the National Guard, whatever local police, militiamen, I'm not trying to finger anybody, I'm just basically saying the federal agency people, like the Customs and Border guys, the National Guard, how they just kind of, you know, oh, let them go by, oh, let themselves get over. Oh, the National Guard was overwhelmed. They were? Well, that doesn't instill a lot of confidence, does it? So it struck me and it got me thinking, are these people already in uniform? Are the first few waves of these illegals that were processed in Mexico and down in Panama, the Darien Gap, as Michael Yan and Ann Vandersteel have been reporting over and over and over again, that the American people don't seem to notice? They're processing them, they're giving them resources, they're putting them, They're naturalizing them, means giving them citizenship. And then they're planting them in different, they're securing them. They've got airlines going, don't touch them, don't touch them. What the, you know, what is going on? Everybody along the way is protecting this process. You should be outraged. So my friend Laura Loomer this morning, I talked to her at length because she was telling, you know, the public that she developed a norovirus, which is a severe gastrointestinal and just fever and feeling like crap infection. And she was sick as a dog for the last couple of days. And she's doing better this morning. But I said to her, she said, I think I brought it back from Panama. She said, you wouldn't believe how sick these people are. The people that they're processing. She's got to do a special on that. They're already sick. They are they're part of the weaponry. They are walking bioweapons. The illegals are walking bioweapons. I repeated it because it was so good, and I just thought of it. So she went down to the Darien, and man, I said to her, look, you know, you've got your stash of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you know, because she was now seeing the medical side, worried about Ebola, and I reminded her that Ebola and Marburg and the other hemorrhagic fevers are RNA viral in nature, and as such, they will respond to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquines. She also needs a Triad Air home purifier because it's ionic, negative ion, no filters, drops the stuff. And I said to her, if that viral organism lasts, you brought it all the way, if you did bring it home, you need to carry with you maybe and keep in your hotel room the mini, take that on our trips, the Triad Air mini, I would get it in addition, is the to get an ultraviolet light, get a small compact and run it over your stuff. Remember, if you saw the show last night, we had Jonah Gold back again and learned so much from him. He's the founder of the Loxahatchee Co-op, the Quantum Collective as well. And he's got a dedicated, you know, section in the his operation. I wouldn't call it a room. It's bigger. It's like a warehouse within a warehouse. He's got it segmented, you know, with walls and everything. And it is loaded with ultraviolet equipment on the top. And so is the shipments from Turkey and other countries that don't allow GMOs and Roundup and all that other stuff that have complete bans on that. It's where he gets his grains. But on the outside of these bags, he's got them loaded up and shifted around, and the ultraviolet light comes down and destroys right there any organisms, mold, spores, viruses, any of this stuff that has long-term survival capability. So I told her about those things, and, you know, the best you can do. It's one of the reasons why I'm sure I would have been invited, and I'm welcome to go with Ann, and Michael Yan to the Darien Gap. But personally, I think they've done such great work. I don't need to go down and do any more work. Secondly, I'm a lot older than them, and I'm not going to put myself in that position. That's a heavy travel trip. You know, Laura's a young, healthy woman, strong. Anne is young, healthy woman, strong. So anyway, yeah, okay, moving on. I'm watching our military. You know, I've been involved with the military for quite a while. Right, started with Todd Callender and some of the AFLDS lawyers that originally were there fall of 2021. You know, that's what birthed the Ruby affidavit, that's on my website, drjaneruby.com. Worked with a lot of the former JAGs like David Wilson, guys like Dale Sarin. These are all attorneys. Dale Sarin was well known for defending our military with the anthrax shots. Been involved in caring about our military for a long time. When Brad Miller came out with his story, got him on the show 2 years ago, I think it's 2 years now, revere him as a, I would like to call him a friend. I've done some events with him. Anyway, the point is, and then others came along that I've interviewed at his recommendation. I'm not going to name names beyond him. And this is not about Brad. Brad sees so much. It's so gratifying. He sees clearly what this is really all about. Military, UN, and all this other stuff. What I want to talk about are some of his colleagues who I also revere and respect. And what do I see happening? They start to come out. I'm former military. I left the Army. I left this one. I was a Green Beret. Very highly, you know, credentialed, trained. What are they doing? Walking around with Matt Gaetz up in Capitol Hill, doing selfies at CPAC and COVID summits and tying on to their social media. What are they doing? They're being used. Some of our military have now been co-opted. You've been captured, whether you want to admit it or not. They've been co-opted, and now they're being used. Everything's okay. Look, we got Matt Gaetz. We got Ron Johnson. They're talking about it. We're now on our damn hands and knees. Begging these people and revering them for talking about it. Oh, how low your expectations are. And these military members should have nothing to do with Congress. First of all, they're using you. They're using you for the red herring. Oh, look, they're doing something. But these people are going to realize after the election and after the, you know, the whatever these elections are, that all these people in Congress, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, they're all gone. They've been captured. They've been bought and paid for, and now you are their dupe. Doing selfies. I'm with Matt Gaetz. I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look at me. Look at me. You're being used to keep the public placated. You don't see it? You're soldiers for you know what's sake. You don't see the strategy? Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long sees the strategy. She buffers herself from being co-opted by companies and minions. You don't see it? Surprised. Really surprised. What you're doing, if you're military, and you know who you are, and you're getting your selfies and you're posting on social media, oh, look, we're making progress. You're not making progress. What you're doing is you're providing cover. You're providing cover for the enemy. And the enemy is Congress. You're going to learn that. And you may or may not come to me and say, you know, Dr. Jane, you were right. I'm sick that I let them use me like that. Yeah, you're being used. You're a prop. You're a prop for a false narrative that Congress is doing something. And you're helping them do it. Not only are you not going to be helped. Oh, and you'll bring a few of your other friends, some of the other people, and you know, that have left and, you know, want to bring, oh, look, we're bringing voice to this. And we got Matt Gaetz with us. And I know you're going to get mad at me, but Thomas Massie, because he's out there now. There are things that Rand Paul used to talk about that Thomas Massie, that he doesn't anymore. Well, he's on to other things, and he's ignored Fauci committing perjury 3 times, but that's okay. And now we got Thomas Massie, who's like the darling of the month, right? Or maybe the darling of the quarter. But Thomas Massey's really speaking up about it. There's so much they can do. Don't even write to me and say, you know, they're trying and they're doing it. If that's your level of expectation, have at it, but it's not mine. I'm an American, Jack. I want things done. Don't talk about it. What you don't get is that these Congress pukes, they pass it on. Listen, I'm Rand Paul, and you know, I covered that for 6 months. I got them riled up. They think I did some. I got to talk about this thing over here. So Thomas Massey, you take this baton and you talk about it now, and they'll think, oh, we got a new champion. You don't see it. You better start seeing stuff like this, because your life is going to depend on this very quickly, very soon. It's just unbelievable. Military, figure it out. You left everything behind, you came out. You're now being co-opted by just another facet of it. Jesus, terrible to watch. Terrible to watch. Let's chat a little bit about Kate Middleton. Now, you can tell by what I've put out publicly. I think you can tell, you should be able to tell. Do I think she took the shot? I don't know. I've had some intelligence. I never think that anybody who's in a position of power and huge visibility is directly involved in the cabal. Like, for God's sake, she's the mother of the future king or queen of England. Right? Has to be. It's either going to be, you know, the firstborn son or Charlotte next in line if he doesn't make it. But she's the mom of the future king or queen of England. So I got to say to myself, wouldn't they have set up a fake thing like I believe they did with Ivanka, who probably, I don't know, her mother took it. Looks like her mother took it. You would think, right, that they would have been warned. Just like I don't believe Robert Malone took it. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. I don't believe he took it. It's just my belief. Why would I believe anybody who had anything to do with these poisons would take it? Come on. But getting back to Kate, I think it's a 50-50 shot. I'm hearing, seeing some things that kind of point to the oligarchs, you know, the titans are clashing, and maybe they sent it there. Maybe they try to get him to take it. Tell him, oh, it's going to be fake. It's going to be saline, but you just take it. But they got it. Or they didn't warn them at all, and they just, you know. And Charles has some kind of, I mean, there's something floating around about pancreatic cancer. If that's the case, that's a rough one. That's a bad prognosis. But I don't want to get into the weeds of that yet, because you never really know. It's whatever they put out, and then there are rumors. But getting back to Kate, in that picture, looks really weird. But you juxtapose that with the BioNTech, the partner of Pfizer, the married couple, Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türeci, the Turkish expats that live in Germany now and created BioNTech, right? The satanic, you know, company that worked with Pfizer and got manufacturing. So these scientists, they're getting like, you know, People of the Year, Time Magazine, revered, oh my God. They are creating an mRNA shot, you got it, for cancer. Look at the timing. Just look at the timing, look at the flow, look at the juxtaposition, how things are situated near things. It's really fascinating. So they're going to come out just in time, to for the turbo cancers. It's crazy. I don't want to go through the turbo cancer thing again, but just suffice it to say that 2 years ago, before it was on Edward Dowd's map, or, you know, Ethical Skeptic, or anybody else doing, you know, epidemiology and saying, oh, there's increased cancer, you know, Six Sigma, I was saying Ooh. You got an attack on the immune system. You got an immune system that's overpowered, overtired, looking at the wrong things, attacking itself. You're going to have cancer. Because cancer is an immune system surveillance failure. You should know that. Cancer is an immune system surveillance failure. Failure to see it. Failure to see it means failure to stop it. You have mechanisms that are built into your genetic code, if you're healthy, to stop cancer before it multiplies too much, to stop that process, to whatever, however, I'm not an expert in that area, but I do know that that exists. But you gotta see it first. The body has to see it. If you damage that part of the immune system, primarily cancer is a failure of the immune system. So I saw 2 years ago, wait a minute, they're really messing up the immune system. It's gonna be looking in other places, bop, bop, bop. You're gonna have cancer. You're gonna have a lot of cancer. And you're gonna have cancers coming out of nowhere. It's gonna happen in all different, because it's happening in all different places of the body, regarding wherever this went in the body and landed, different places, different people. You're gonna have a lot of cancer deaths, and it's gonna make it look real normal. Like, oh boy, got a cancer cluster. Oh, Uncle Johnny died of prostate cancer, and Aunt Mary died of, this cancer over here, and breast cancer, and this one. And it's gonna look all spread out. Now they can't hide the numbers and the volume. And if Kate did take it, the fact that she has cancer now, a year or two later, is not a surprise to me. There's a lot of if this, then that. I could do an algorithm. If she took it, she got a cancer thing, mRNA. Okay. I could almost do an algorithm for the possible scenarios. So I'm leaving it open that maybe she didn't. Maybe that's a hoax for a different reason. I'm not stupid, right? But it just looks like an interesting timing and set of circumstances, right? And then you have these satanic lizard cockroaches, the founders of BioNTech, now coming out with being heroes. We have a vaccine for cancer. And guess what? Guess what, you guys? It's safe and effective. It's a cancer vaccine. It's going to do everything. It's going to prevent your cancer. It's going to stop your cancer. It's going to cure your cancer if you already have it. It's going to get up in the morning and make your eggs. Oh, this thing's going to do it all, baby. And another cycle begins. So when I said to you, COVID's not over. COVID for me is scam. Weaponized public health. Killbox. American bioterrorism program with European partners. Not over. Not only is it not over, the next rounds are coming. You're looking at the flu, COVID flu, and they're down the road. They have left us in the dust. They're down the road with cancer. Isn't cancer diagnosis as scary as a scary virus they lied about? Like, ooh, you're gonna die, you're gonna ventilators. Cancer, and as a three-time diagnosed malignant melanoma in the 80s, two primary breast cancers within 7 years apart. I know, I can say from experience, when you get that phone call or you look at your doctor across that desk and he or she says, I'm sorry, Jane, but your biopsy's positive for cancer. Your stomach does a flip and the fear, my friend, is gripping. And in those moments, especially before the COVID thing, where we had a little bit of insight into the fact that they were trying to kill us, in that moment, you freeze. Your brain is frozen. You want to do anything you can to survive. How long do I have? If I don't have this scary treatment, what do I do? Who's going to pay? Do I have insurance? I mean, can you imagine? We got an injection. We got a vaccine. It's going to work. It's anti-cancer. Belly up. I can see it. One of my superpowers in research, in publishing, in the medical research I did independently, in my own lab, and then within the pharmaceutical industry on the medical research clinops side, I had a superpower of being able to see how it was going to play out down the road. I think we better have a second arm to the study so that we can control for this, or because we're going to have a problem over there. Or maybe we should do two studies. And I think I see a problem. I just couldn't help it. I just could see it. You know, it's not like it wasn't a crystal ball kind of thing. It was not a paranormal thing. I don't discount that, but I'm just saying it wasn't that mechanism. It was, that's just the logical rollout of that thing. I can kind of, so stay alert. If you're in the military, stop letting congressional members dupe you and use you as props, like play toys. Come on, you're smarter than that. Kate Middleton, if she does have cancer, I pray for her because she's a fellow human being. Beyond that, she has resources that are beyond anyone's imagination, and I hope she can utilize them. Don't know what the real story is, but I think you should pay attention to the fact that what's next. Watch what they do and say next, because this is, whether she has the cancer or not, is a setup for something. Just being played like a psyop. So, guys, don't forget to hit the thumbs up for the film, for the coffee chat, light up. All my vendors are below. These are products that are designed to protect you, make you thrive, stay healthy on your own, stay off the grid. Look at my link stack below. I'm going to take the rest of the weekend off to do some personal things with family, friends, and I'll see you Monday night. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Hope you're enjoying everything. Hope everything is edifying you, making you strong, confident. I'm not here to scare you, but man, things are moving. They're moving. And you really have to have your own protection plans in place. So think about it this weekend. Take some time. Talk to your family. Get some things in place. It doesn't hurt. Don't get overwhelmed. A couple of things in place, you know, every few days. Just think about it. And thanks again for all your great support and the messages of love, concern, prayers, and your financial support to the work I do. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday and enjoy the weekend, guys. God bless. See you Monday. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.